You are a royal messenger, traveling alone in the woods. There's been talk of a dangerous, evil necromancer taking refuge in the area. But the message you're delivering is secret and urgent. The Empress herself asked you to move quickly, but draw no attention from strangers. The dark cloak you wear is comfortable and plain, and you plan to purchase a horse in the next town, since one taken from the royal stables would be too distinct. The forest and your journey has been quiet. You walk softly, your boots kiss the earth with each careful step. A massive iron crossbow bolt sticks out of the tree beside you, the tail still shaking from the impact. If you wish to breathe another breath, stranger, then do not take another step. A woman steps out from the woods and onto the path, holding a massive crossbow as if it were just a piece of light driftwood. She pulls back the hood of her cloak, and you see a menacing gleam in her eye. When she looks you up and down, a shiver runs up your spine. Well, aren't you a cute one? All alone in the woods at night, stranger? Don't you know there's a dangerous necromancer out here? It's not safe for you. Come towards me. Slowly.
Hey, come back here! Ugh, this thing takes so long to reload!
Ha ha, you're a fast one, stranger, but you still leave footprints in the dirt.
I can tell you were running for your life.
Your heels never touch the ground. Did you think going through the creek and into the clearing would save you? Where are you? Come out, wherever you are.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just trying to keep you safe.
The woods are so dangerous. You never know what you could run into.
Oh, what a shame. I missed.
But really, I'm just curious about you. That's all. What's your name?
I'm Mira, a bounty hunter.
You're not an evil necromancer by chance, are you?
That traveling cloak of yours was black, and now I can't help but wonder. Especially since you ran from me. Besides, I hardly got a good look at you. Why don't you come out and show me that you don't have a signet ring? So I know you're not a necromancer. It's too bad there isn't a cemetery nearby. You'd be at a big advantage then. Come out, come out. Oh, you looked so cute when I saw you. I liked how big your eyes got when my crossbow bolt sunk into the tree behind you. Fear looks good on you. If you're not my target, then why don't you come home with me? Well, it's not a home. I have a camp nearby. I bet we have so much in common. I'd love to know more about you. I think we got off on the wrong foot. I want to know your name and what you do for a living. Are you after my bounties? Come out. It's okay. I'll teach you how to walk quietly in the woods. The trick is to roll your foot as you walk. You have to be gentle. So gentle. I know you're here. I would hear you if you moved. So you're laying still somewhere safe, hoping I'll get bored. But you're running out of hiding places. Oh no! I've checked most of the bushes in this clearing now. But it's okay. Just come out and I'm sure we'll be friends. Ha ha! Got you! Got you! Shh! Stop squirming! There! You're pinned and I have a crossbow pointed at you. Be still. Still, that's right. Breathe. Breathe.